T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I just, Billy.
Why are you doing the Home Alone thing?
I can't get over Abigail Stanton, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, Aunt Becky's going to the big house.
I hope
Did
she
you hear? Who was the other woman? The
Felicity
actress?
Hoffman, the real one of the.
They walked in with their guns out
yes.
to arrest her. What don't, do they think she's going to do?
Don't you think that's excessive?
I think that's a little excessive.
I do too. Listen, I'm sorry. I don't condone what either one of them did, but there are a
Guns
lot of worse things going on in this world.
Do you think when Lori Loughlin turned herself in, she walked into the office and was like, hey, down on the floor! No! Do it! Becky, down! Down!
Mayor Stanton, that's enough! Oh, I can't get over it.
Hey, where did you get this?
Oh, upstairs in the supply room.
You
it's a calculator.
This. You took this, didn't you?
Cow. I didn't take it.
Did you
it.
Ask anybody to take this?
There's no one sitting in the supply room. Do you ask when you take post-it notes? It's for the
this
studio.
This isn't post-it notes.
I bought it.
You did not buy it.
I did. I said I brought it down for the studio. Yeah, right. What is wrong with that? Everybody needs a calculator.
There was a stack of these upstairs. And I saw them sitting there, and I thought, oh, there's a couple new salespeople. I wonder if they got them new supplies. In my head, I'm just thinking to myself.
You think they're for salespeople?
Perhaps the people who deal with money and numbers.
Okay.
You and I just...
I deal with some numbers.
We deal with Aunt Becky getting arrested. They have to do real work up there. We get to hang out down here and talk
Whatever
to you guys.
Whatever with their real work.
Real work.
Oh, my God, Billy. Mm. I could not wait to talk to you about this. So.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever been to Howe Caverns?
I think I was when I was a little kid, but I don't remember it. I really want to go, though.
East?
It's
yes.
over by, like, Binghamton. Cooperstown, isn't it? Oh,
yeah, right
okay.
between Binghamton. Yeah. And it's, it's the second most visited place in all of New York State beyond Niagara Falls. Okay.
Wow.
Well, so I mean, I went there. Oh God, of all times to go there, I am. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months pregnant, and it was my second one, so I was kind of popped out a bit. Like I'm plus size to begin with, and pregnant, and I'm going down into caverns. What kind of idiot thought of that?
What could possibly go wrong with that?
But and the funny thing is, you take an elevator down there, and that elevator ride takes a while. And it gets a little intimidating. You know, you're like, God, how far down in the earth are we going, for God's sakes? And you're a ways down there. It's 50 degrees down there.
All the time.
24/7, yeah. 365.
Yep.
So here is a brand new event.
Oh, boy.
How Naked Caverns Cave. Yes, it is what you're thinking. It runs on September 14th. It is the second annual. This is March, 14th?
50 degrees is a little nippy to be naked.
And they're already 60% sold out.
Well, what's capacity? 4?
110.
Okay. Wow. I want to be down there with 110 naked people.
110 naked people. And you know what? In case you didn't, lest you think you're down there alone, there are bats down there and there are bugs. And you got nothing on. First of all, I ain't going to no clothes optional, nothing. Okay? I know my lane. I'm staying in it. But I am certainly not going
Stay
down
in
there.
Your lane.
That's right. There is no way in hell I'm going in there.
Who came up with that whole concept?
I don't know.
See, it would make sense to do that like in the middle of January or February when it's like 10 degrees above ground, but 50 will seem like super warm.
I guess.
When is this again?
It is September 14th, and they're already 60%
sold out.
Can
we get a bus together and sell tickets?
Yeah, go down there with them, because I am
not going down there.
I am not. I left that place and I said, I think this is once and done for me. I was pretty sure I don't ever want to go back.
You don't want to go back and experience it naked?
I didn't want to. No, I didn't want to think. You know, you get in a boat too. That's gross.
What?
But yes, you do. Yeah, you get in a boat. They're part of it. There are rivers.
The ride? Okay.
Down there.
That's cool.
Well, it's not like Disney World, but anyway, it's. And it's dark.
Splinters.
And it's weird. You hear weird things and you realize.
You hear even more weird things. There's naked people.
You're in the middle in the middle of the earth.
Kevin just asked, flowers are blooming in Romania. How is it in Rochester? Kevin, it's 60 today.
Oh my gosh. I have
yet to step outside to see how warm it actually is, but Alexa, what's the temperature?
Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Oh, my
67.
God!
67! You stay in work!
I need to get out of here. I need to go.
67 degrees.
Terry, I don't feel good. You need to finish my shift.
Well, you know what? You don't look good, but then again, you never look good.
Wow.
right and I'm there. Going to Gardenscape, so wow. You've got to stay.
Aaron, oh Aaron Carpenter has twice said, I'd rather watch golf instead of listen to these two. Golf is more interesting than that. Aaron, I don't see anybody with a gun to your head forcing you to watch this, but thank you because your comments actually help the algorithm and it pushes our boring ass show out to more people.
No,
go ahead. Go right ahead, Aaron Carpenter.
Aaron, thank
Keep
you.
Commenting. Keep commenting,
Aren't
Aaron.
Are you done yet?
No, because every time he comments, it pushes it out to more people.
Okay, Aaron, I appreciate you stopping by. I'm sorry if I bored you.
I know a troll when I see a troll.
If you want to shake things
trolling, up. Trolling.
Get naked and go to Howe Caverns in September.
Oh, look who just logged in.
Oh, speaking of getting naked and going to Howe Caverns, there's Julie Houseman.
What? She has no idea what context you're talking about because she just logged in.
There's a Nike event, Julie.
Guess
September
what,
14th.
Guess what I saw yesterday?
What?
Totally freaked me out. Driving home, 390, heading south, down there between like just past Marketplace Mall. I come up over the hill where it starts getting all green.
Yeah.
Something like whizzed by my truck. And it was really low to the ground, bigger, like huge. And I was like, oh my God, did a plane just crash? Because it was low and it was big, whatever it was.
Wow.
So I'm driving and I'm looking over my shoulder. There's a dude in a paraglider. Do you know what a paraglider is?
Oh my God, yes.
Huge parachute with the big ass fan on his butt. And he is, I didn't know they could do these moves. He's doing these twists and these quick turns, like almost a flip, but a twist in the air coming around.
I don't know if close to 390?
I don't know if he meant to do that, but he was doing it. Dude, that was pretty badass. Whoever you are, it was Henrietta Rush area.
I think it's stupid myself.
He looked like he was having a ball.
Well,
I would
sure
not do
was,
it.
I'm sure he was, but other people are probably half driving off the road for crying out
loud. I almost wanted to turn around and go back and watch, but I didn't know how to find him because he was just out in the middle of fields and stuff.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Well, at least, you know, here's the deal. At least he's doing it there and it's not, there's nothing, you know, because here tomorrow we're going to get yet another windstorm. I know they usually come on Sundays and I don't know how we have messed that up, but this time it's going to happen on a Friday. So I would imagine he checks the weather first, but whatever. Holy
you
Moses.
Would hope.
Yeah, really.
I bet he's out today. I bet I'll see him riding.
I bet you're right.
I will see him again today.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? Okay, Gardenscape was unfreaking believable. I just want to let you know this. It's open now.
How'd you get the fancy passes, the early ones?
I was working last night, dude.
Were you?
Yes. I thought
today you were working.
I am working it today, but today I'm working for the station. Last night I was working for... the community place of Greater Rochester. So last night was the opening called A Taste of Spring, and then we did the award show. And I've emceed the award show for the Rochester Flower Show for, probably 15 years now at least. So I, every year, am so excited to see Gardenscape, and I'm telling you, it does not disappoint. Oh,
and you're going to be out there today from 5 to 7.
5 to 7, yep. Yeah. And it's the whole, it's a whole Enchanted Gardens theme. And every single designer and every single landscaper takes it in a whole different direction.
You know, they only have
we'll love it.
2 days to set that up. If you're going to Gardenscape, take a look around at the dome.
Yes.
And understand they had literally 16 hours to do everything that you saw.
When I pulled in yesterday, they had two payloaders just coming out the side door that had brought in full-size trees.
I thought they had a week or two to put that together.
Oh, no, the dome's in use.
2 weekdays.
Yeah.
Done.
And you know what they did? So they hooked up 5 or 6 time, constant running cameras.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a time lapse.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Watch the time lapse.
John said, I paraglide with an umbrella and a leaf blower.
Oh, John, that's
that'd be pretty cool.
Very clever.
Make that happen.
Oh, Mary Battaglia loves listening to us, Mary Lacey. Hey, take that. What was his name, Sean?
Oh, let me go back up. I don't know. There's so many.
Edward?
Aaron.
Ha! Take that. Oh, okay. A couple of different things. I've got so much stuff here, I don't know what to talk about.
Oh, boy.
Why, are we almost out of time already?
Yeah, you got like maybe 2 minutes.
All right. Well, you know what? Happy Pi Day. Apparently, we have to go. Do you know that Albert Einstein was born today and Stephen Hawking died a year ago today?
On the same?
On Pi Day.
Wow.
On Pi Day. Isn't that something?
That's pretty profound.
Right? I think it is, too. I think it is. Okay. Well, there's an awful lot here. Oh, do you know two students? This is an offshoot of the whole Lori Loughlin thing. You know, whatever with this. It's the college bribery scandal.
Yeah.
Two students have now filed suit against Yale and USC.
How are you going to prove one of those spots was yours?
Well,
what if 200 people applied and didn't get in? How do you prove it was you who got screwed?
But here's the great thing. These guys are now, they were law students. So now they went to a different school, but they're putting their good education to good use.
All right, this is purely rumor because I heard this on the internet. The word is that one of the two ladies' daughters was on a cruise with some.
She was? Yeah.
With the USC's,
with
like
the president of USC's directors.
Daughter on a cruise in the Bahamas when all this broke. Holy crap.
On the president of the board of directors cruise ship, Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Wow.
That's where she was.
Wow.
So, anyway, yeah. She's a little bit different than every character she's ever played. That's something that's been difficult for me to get my arms around.
Set up.
Oh, yeah, of course. She's innocent.
It's her husband's fault.
Fake news.
Husband's fault.
Have a great day. Oh, Massimo. It's his fault. Have a great day. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I hope I see you at Gardenscape. Thanks for keeping us employed. And yes, bless your heart.
Especially you, Aaron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.